Once Jerry asked his neighbor if he could borrow his axe, his neighbor turned to him and said, "Sorry, Jerry, I have to shave tonight." He walked away disappointed. His wife turned to him and said, "What kind of excuse is that?" He turned to his wife and said, "When you don't want to do something, one excuse is as good as another." As a teacher, I got so many different excuses. It used to be, my dog ate the homework. Now, it's a little bit more sophisticated. I actually once heard someone tell me, "Please excuse my daughter from taking their Chumash test today. They were very tired as they were up late last night at an Avril Lavigne concert." But these are just excuses. In this week's Parsha, we find the story of a viceroy, a powerful man, Yosef. And he decides he cannot contain himself any longer. And he reveals himself to his brothers. Vayomer Yosef el Echav, perhaps the most dramatic statement of all the book of Genesis. Ani Yosef! I am your brother Joseph. Ha'od Avichai. Is my father still alive? For Yochu Echav Lano Soso Kinivhalo Miponav. They couldn't move. They were completely stunned, paralyzed. As Rashi tells us, Mimnea Busha, because of the tremendous embarrassment that they felt. Says the Midrash, the Bracious Rabba states, Oy lanu miyom hadin, oy lanu miyom hatochacha. Woe is it the day of one's judgment. Woe is it the day of one's rebuke. Yosef katnan shel shvatim hoya. Yosef was the smallest of the tribes. A very young man. Nonetheless, lo yahayu yecholim lamod betochachaso. They couldn't stand because of the rebuke that he had given them. Kishiyavo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yochiach l'echad v'echad l'fi mashahu. When we're standing before our Maker, before the awesome God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Allah has kama v'kama. What will we have to say? What will we be able to respond? The Beis Halevi asks, what's going on over here? Where do we find any rebuke, any tochacha? We don't find this. The only thing that he asked was, Ha'od Avichai. Is our father still alive? Why is that rebuke? And furthermore, one could ask, why is Yosef asking this question? He was just having a conversation with his brother Yehuda. And his brother clearly said that his father was alive and well. What exactly is Yosef asking? And the Beis Halevi explains so very beautifully. He says that I understand you had to sell me. And you came up with some excuse. Perhaps we were rebellious. Perhaps because you saw that I was acting as a powerful man with these dreams, that I was going to overtake you. And you felt that I had to be sold. I understand that. Maybe I did deserve to be sold. But in your cheshvan, did you ever think of the pain, of the anguish that you caused our father? Ha'od Avichai. We may all have valid excuses and excellent methods to rationalize our actions. But the bottom line still needs to be, Are we doing the right thing? Or are we making up excuses? Oylanu miyom hadin. Oylanu miyom hatochacha. Will we really have something to respond? Will we be able to answer on our day of judgment? In recent news, we read of an incredible Chil Hashem, a terrible disgrace of God's name, of a group of Jews, in English called the Guardians of the City, or the Neturi Karta. The Neturi Karta participated at a Holocaust denial meeting in Tehran. And there they were, with their long beards, their payas, their long coats, kissing the conference host, the Iranian president, Mohammad Ahmadinejad. You see, the Neturi Karta were working toward a non-Jewish state of Israel, where Jews could live under Arab rule. Says Rabbi Avi Shafran, the Aguda spokesperson, quote, "They have given legitimacy to Holocaust denial. And generally speaking, it's the parents and grandparents of these very people who suffered the most during the Holocaust. With their cheshbon, with their rationalizations, do they remember Ha'od Avichai? To remember the pain that their parents had to go through and their grandparents' anguish through the Holocaust. And here they are, standing at such an incredible, terrible Chil Hashem, this Holocaust denial meeting in Tehran. And furthermore, a storm of protest erupted not only in the United States, but in Britain, at the news that these members in the Neturi Karta attended this symposium with the Iranian president. There's pictures of Rabbi Aaron Cohen of Manchester embracing the president of Iran, further inflamed the British Jews. And the chief rabbi, Jonathan Sacks, thundered and said that one day they will have to stand before the Almighty, and it will not be a pleasant experience. The Neturi Karta rationalize, justify their actions, but they must realize the tremendous Chil Hashem that they have caused for all Jewish people. Oy lanu miyom hadin, oy lanu miyom hatochacha. To them I say, woe is your day of judgment. Woe is the day in which you will receive tremendous rebuke for your actions. But rationalization, even on a lower level, is something that we unfortunately are all very familiar with. We're a few days coming to New Year's Day, in which we have Dick Clark and others that emphasize the New Year's resolutions. It's very interesting. The New Year's resolutions that we made years ago are the same ones that we make today. Sometimes you have to ask for yourself, didn't I make them last year? What am I, delusional? I'm just fooling myself? So the answer is that we just make excuses for our actions. We say, I'll start that diet after the holidays, or I'm really stressed at work, so I need this to help me get through the day. The message of our parsha is that we need to make commitments to improve ourselves in whichever areas need polishing. After all, if we really want to do something, we must avoid any excuses. Since the reality is that one excuse is just as good as another. Good Shabbos.